Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Hi and howdy, it's Eli here to tell you that our live episodes recorded right here at the Hamilton Fringe Festival will start dropping here in a week's time. And for Patreon and Fable and Folly Plus members, that's minus 2 weeks time, which is to say you can hear the first three episodes there already. But today, I want to introduce you to a really fun new sci-fi comedy called Jupiter Saloon about... Hey, what do you know? A saloon on Jupiter. It's one of those dive bars where weary travelers stop in for some fuel and a bevy and share a wild story or two. It's got snappy writing and snarky characters and killer music and fabulously weird aliens, including at least one voice in today's episode that you will recognize. Listen on and check them out wherever you get your podcasts, or visit jupitersaloon.com. Here is Jupiter Saloon Chapter 1, Hector the Vector.
Jupiter Saloon features adult language, cartoonish violence, inebriated aliens, murderous warbots, off-key karaoke, and whatever else decides to wander in from a dangerous and unpredictable universe. If any of this offends you, maybe find a different galactic dive bar to hang out in.
Just ask me the same questions you're asking everyone else.
You're really gonna make me do this?
Yeah.
Hi, what's your name? What are some of your strengths?
Name's Tau, Tau Neutrino. What are my strengths? Great question. Well, I'm good in a fight. I know when to eject the core, hit the self-destruct sequence, you know? I know how to infiltrate the enemy power structure, gain their trust. I know when to punch it and when to punch it, you know? If you need a rim runner, a swashbuckler, a real mixer-upper, I'm your gal. You see this? I don't set for stun. I have two settings on this bad boy, kill and obliterate rate. I'm a bad motherfucker, and you need that on your team.
Yeah, all that's amazing. If I was hiring for an intergalactic assassin, this is a restaurant job. The saloon needs a server. Tau, what are you doing here?
Look, I need a legit job as a cover for my covert ops in this quadrant. And for taxes.
So you want me to hire you as an undercover fucking bounty hunting sham space waitress?
I would really prefer undercover bounty hunting sham space server.
I'm not doing it, Tau.
Joe.
Tau, I'm really glad you're back. I am. But I don't need a swasher. I don't need a buckler. I just need a reliable employee so I can take a day off and I have this stack of applications to get through.
So you're not gonna hire me?
No, Tau, I'm not.
Well, can you get me a drink then?
Jesus. Rover! Get Tau whatever she wants. Send in the next one.
Initiating landing sequence. We are now in orbit around the stormy atmosphere of Jupiter. The Jupiter Saloon is now hiring for multiple positions. Please respond directly to Joe or Rover if you are interested. Tickets still available to the Face Queen show at the I.O. Pavilion. Talk to your driver if interested in shuttle service to the concert. Please prepare for our final approach. We are now landing at the Jupiter Saloon.
Thank you, Rover. You're doing an amazing job.
Hey, Rover, can I get a...
He's doing the best he can. What's up, Finn?
Flynn. Flynn, my name is Flynn. But hey, what's up, Tau? How's the bounty hunting game?
Oh, kid, let's hope you never have to find out about my bounty hunting game.
Oh, cool. Where's Joe?
Joe's interviewing people. And some... things in the back room. The bar's been busy and he needs some help around here. I think he's starting to crack a little.
Well, I hope he's got some good prospects. I wonder how it's going in there.
I can do this. You got this.
Huh. Hi. Hey, thanks for coming. I'm Joe.
Sorry, am I in the right place? I'm looking for the job.
Yep, this is the job interview. I'm Joe, I run the place. Have a seat. Can I get you something? You want some water or something?
Is that... I'm sorry, I thought I smelled dust. You know.
Dust?
Yeah, moon dust.
There's a daily shuttle from Io to here. Like, there might be some moon dust. People probably track it in. Oh. Do you want some dust?
Do I want some dust?
I get you.
No, I'm good. I'm clean.
Okay, do you want some water?
I'll take a little dust. Just a little.
Just a little dust. Okay, one sec. Hey, Rover. Can you get our friend some dust, please? A pile of dust for our friend. Thank you. So, anyway, thanks again for coming. We've got a lot of interviews that we've been going through, so I appreciate you making time. I'll tell you a little bit about us, and then we'd like to hear a little about you.
Of course.
Jupiter Saloon, you know, it's an institution. It's been here for quite some time. High volume dive bar. You know, the refueling station is right outside. Our customers are bounty hunters, space wanderers, you know, different kinds of intergalactic tropes. People usually try to get as drunk as possible while they refuel, and it's our job to get them drunk. It's dangerous, pay's not great, and half the time people pay with stories instead of credits, which is a cool narrative device, but, you know, not great when it comes to paying the rent.
No. But all the fringe benefits, am I right?
Oh, yeah.
Bodies.
Yeah. All the what? Oh, here comes the dust. Here comes the dust. Thank you, Rover. Okay. Is that enough?
That's great. That's really great.
Nope, just shut the door, bud. Thanks. That's fine. So, Meltraculon? Is that the name?
Yeah, yes, I'm Meltraculon. Party boy.
Why do you think you'd be a good fit here at Jupiter Saloon?
Because you have dust? Because I'm great with people and good with customers, and I need people.
Okay, you need people and dust. Okay, we've got people, we've got dust.
Yeah, it's perfect. This is perfect. This is so perfect. This is so perfect.
So what's your usual like approach to customers, customer service? Like, have you worked in the service industry before?
Oh, yeah. I love customers so much. I'm sorry. They're just like packed with nutrients, am I right? You know, I used to pack them all up in little boxes, squish them on in there, and ship them on out down to my brood and to the center of the gas core. The planet gas core. The fucking core of the planet, you know? Where my brood is? Feed the brood! I think I might have had too much dust. Sorry.
That's okay. So the core of Jupiter.
Yeah, the gas giant outside.
So you're local. That's great.
Yeah. I've been working right there.
That's awesome.
I've been seeing people come in and out, and I'm like, that place looks so cool, and hearing the beats, and I'm like, I really gotta stop in, but I've been just so busy, you know, many brood delay.
That's great. Who wants to spend their whole life in a commute back and forth? You know what I mean? The fact that you're local, that's great.
So perfect.
We have your resume on file.
Oh.
As well as, what was this that you...
Oh, it's a little bit of a tribute.
It's a sack of sucrose that you provided as tribute.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like stage one food, and then we need to move on to the real thing. So I got lots of this left over.
That's great. I'll hold on to this. You hold on to the dust. We'll get you a to-go dust container on the way out. And
really?
Yep.
Oh.
And,
you're the best.
And we'll definitely.
I can start tomorrow.
Yep, Rover.
First thing.
Can you help Meltraculon pack up his dust and see him out, please? Thanks. We have a lot of resumes to get through.
I want to shake your hands with all my arms. Here, I got to shake. I just want to shake each one of your hands. Yep.
I got a cold. Thanks. A little cold. Yeah, we'll just wave.
Thank you
so much, Meltraculon.
Thanks again.
We're gonna let you know. All right, have a good one.
This has been great.
I mean, I'm only really here between adventures, so, hey, Six Jeffs.
Hello.
Hey, Jeff, you want a bump?
Here comes the rover. What are you drinking?
Point a bit.
Tasting it. Spritz.
Fireball straight.
Oh, okay. I'll two beers, gargle blaster, one, two, I don't know, five shots of whiskey? I think that's it. Man, picking up a round for six Jeffs really adds up.
When do you think the last time you had a day off was?
Six Jeffs? I don't think any of them actually have a job.
No, I mean Joe. I have never seen him so frayed at the edges before. Ugh, I hope the person he's interviewing right now is the one.
Hey, thanks for coming in. You are my 47th interview since Wednesday. Once again, my name is Joe. I run the place. Why are you looking to get a job here at Jupiter Saloon?
Well, the corporeal form I'm currently possessing is over 11,000 years old. I believe it's time to, as my mother says, get myself out there.
Great. So, before you began to inhabit your current body 11,000 years ago, you were...
Before that, I was pure energy. But as civilizations gained deeper cognition, I found it easier on their perceptive faculties to take a form they could comprehend.
Awesome. Do you consider yourself a people person?
Oh, I do! In fact, I've lived the lifetime of every organism that ever was or will be. It leads to a deep sense of empathy, but also crushing indifference.
Empathy, check. Do you have any serving experience?
Of course. I have served the universe since the dawn of time.
Okay, so this place can get pretty rough. Intergalactic turf wars, surly sandworms, blacked out bounty hunters. What if you're working and there's a fight?
I cannot interfere in the affairs of mortals.
It's kind of part of the job. Half the time what you'll be cleaning up are space scumbags. If I hire you, I'll still need security. I'm not sure if this is going to work out.
Well, I brought my own mop. And bucket.
All right, look, I'm willing to take a chance on you. We can start you as a janitor and we'll see where it goes from there. What's your name?
I am known by Limitless Name.
God damn it. What does the IRS know you as?
Some call me Chesty.
I don't call you Chesty.
Baron Von Hornsley.
Nope. You got anything else?
Oh, the Pickle Man.
Not calling you the Pickle Man. Never say that again.
Nisbet with eight S's.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Eustace.
Okay. I can work with that.
What about... Murray.
Hey, Murray the custodian. Congratulations, you start right now. Hey, do you mind going to mop up the bar room?
Are you afraid of losing touch with your loved ones when traveling light years at relativistic speeds? We have the solution. The Neuroban by MindSight. The Neuroban is a simple yet fashionable implant that creates a quantum connection, allowing you to instantaneously share your thoughts and feelings with anyone, anywhere. Don't wait decades for the next information shuttle to send your mom pictures of her grandkids. Just get her a Neuroban. Head to neuro.ban and use offer code MIND to get 10 crypto chips off your first purchase. Side effects of using Neuroban include memory loss, disorientation, quantum displacements, overwhelming sense of connection to the universe, and occasionally death. MindSight, where great minds meet.
Hey Joe, who's a stiff cleaning the floors? I thought you were hiring a server.
Look, so far I've interviewed a sentient seven-string guitar, a guy whose only reference was me from the future, a broom wearing glasses, six Jeffs and you. At some point I gotta take what I can get. We'll start him as a janitor, train him as a door guy, and then hopefully I can teach him how to serve people so I can take a day off.
So if this guy works out, where would you even go on vacation?
I don't know. Earth, maybe? Haven't been down the old gravity well in a while. Be nice to see New England again, whatever's left of it. See some friends, maybe check my mail.
Hey, squad.
Not your squad.
Hey, Flynn. What's all the gear for?
Well, just getting ready for my next adventure with Captain Snakebait.
Captain Snakebait, ugh. Can't believe you hang out with that asshole. You know what he said to me one time? He said, oh, fuck. Look who just walked in.
What, the guy with the goggles and the jetpack?
You think he wants a job?
That guy? That's fucking Hector the Vector. He is one of the baddest dudes in the galaxy. You remember the robot uprising in Leo 1 like 5 years ago?
That's the robot death ray guy?
Yes! He hacked into their mainframe and changed one letter in Asimov's Law of Robots and boom! Evil robots blasting everyone with necrotic death rays.
Whoa, what was the letter? Wait, hold on. Let me serve this guy. Hey buddy, what can I get you?
Beer. Wet beer.
Man, wet beer guy really creeps me out. So what's up with death robot guy?
Hector, his crew is, was, I don't know, the Cowboys of Antares.
The Cowboys of Antares?
Some of the dankest rock slingers in the loop. And they don't just bang against other crews either. Rumor has it that the ILP fleet stopped the Cowboys once. A vice admiral called it in, said they were gonna cite them for improper conveyance of taxable goods through a galactic thoroughfare.
Sounds boring.
Kid, if you're gonna smuggle, bounty hunt, or otherwise adventure, you should really learn your transportation codes. Just might save your life someday.
Sounds foreshadowy.
Anyway, those citations never took place. The whole fleet ended up going radio silent. Someone came through the belt later, and the whole fleet was shredded. Salvage crews virtually reconstructed all the scraps, but there was a dreadnought missing.
Do you think it's possible?
Yeah.
That Hector the Vector.
I'm listening.
Might want to pick up some waitressing shifts this Saturday night.
Ugh, jeez.
Hey, Rover, turn up the TV.
At the end of the month, interdimensional pop sensation Phase Queen is coming to Jupiter's own I.O. Pavilion to deliver hit after molten hot number one hit. All 1,137 of them.
You guys going to the show? Phase Queen's your friend, right? Ooh, can you get us backstage passes?
Excuse me, I have two wet beers and wish to copulate. Will you copulate with me?
Unless you want to copulate with a puddle of yourself, you better back off, you weird idiot.
Rejection noted. At last call, your inhibition will be diminished, and I will attempt copulation again.
I want you to hold on to this. It's my phone number. Attached to a pocket nuclear device wired to trigger if I get too annoyed.
I will cherish and disarm it.
Try the blue wire. Bye.
There are ways we can be together.
Yet?
Ways.
The fuck?
I will treat you gently.
Away.
Hey, Tao, hold on. Rover! It's gonna be easier to drag this guy out than to wipe him up. Time to go, buddy.
Bye. Hector the Vector, what a legend.
So, how did a rock chopper outfit with a handful of pods take up an entire ILP wing?
Oh my god, that's the tale of the light century. What I wouldn't give to hear what happened. Oh, the weird thing is—
Hello, do you have any specials?
Ah, Hector!
I see my reputation precedes me. I assure you, only the most lugubrious aspects of the gossip are true.
One more time from the top. Does it take four or something? This episode of Jupiter's Saloon, Hector the Vector, was directed by Thierry Dennis and written by Chris O'Keefe, with additional material written by Kevin Carranza and feverishly improvised by the mighty Sean Howard. Mindsight Ad Spot, written by Thierry Dennis. Mix and sound design by Daniel Turek. Main theme song, Satellite Girls, by Love Like DeLoreans. Music supervision by U2CanWoo. They're always up to cool stuff. Check them out at U2CanWoo.com. Cowboy of Antares theme performed by Steve Lord and Chris O'Keefe. Tao Neutrino played by Beth Gallagher. Rover played by Rachel Beck. Murray the Space Custodian and Six Jeffs played by Kevin Carranza. Metrikulon played by Sean Howard. Flynn played by Robert Guerra. Joe the Bartender played by Chris O'Keefe. Chuz the Wet Beer Guy played by Thierry Dennis. Hector the Vector played by Mike Sears. Newscaster played by Jills Rogers Jensen, featuring Angela Lee Belleville as the Shuttle Voice. Our executive producers are Thierry Dennis, Patrick Yurick, and Chris O'Keefe. Our producers are T.H. Ponders, Robert Guerra, and Leia Vielfert. Jupiter's Saloon was created by Patrick Yurick and Chris O'Keefe. Jupiter's Saloon is a Podcation LLC production.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
If you're looking for a podcast adventure, check out Dumb Dumbs and Dragons, a podcast where improvisers and comedians who've never role-played before journey into the world of Dungeons & Dragons. Dumb Dumbs and Dragons has been featured on the official Dungeons & Dragons podcast, ranked number 2 of all fiction podcasts in America, and has been downloaded more than 4 million times. Dumb Dumbs and Dragons can be discovered anywhere hilarious podcasts can be found. It's like Lord of the Rings, if everyone was an idiot.